Well, hey everyone, welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at our Delaware campus. This past Sunday, we took a break from our God Is series in light of Mother's Day. We went to Matthew chapter 20, verse 20, starting there in verse 20, and we looked at a mother's request. We looked at how John and James, two of the disciples of Jesus, their mom, they and their mom went to Jesus and asked Jesus. Really, in Mark, it says that James and John asked them. In Matthew, it says mom was the one who made the request, that mom looked at Jesus and said, you know, Jesus, will you grant that my boys can sit at your right hand and your left hand in your kingdom? And we talked about how on first glance, that seems like a great request. Like, I just want my boys to be close to you. But we kind of dug in a little bit more and said, you know, in context, really what she's asking is, Jesus, I want my boys to be the most important in the kingdom of God, except outside of you, being at the right hand or left hand of someone, right? That was a position of authority, a position of influence and power. And so she's really asking for her boys to have power and authority and importance in the kingdom of God. And it leads to an argument amongst the disciples, and Jesus then has to pull them aside and basically give them a lesson on what it means to be a real leader, right? He gives them a lesson on servant leadership, that if you want to be the greatest, then you be the least. But I kind of paused and asked the question, in light of the question that James and John's mom ask of Jesus, I asked the question, well, what is it that we're asking when it comes to our kids? What is it we're asking the Lord? What are we praying for when it comes to our kids? And, you know, parents, for our kids, grandparents, for your kids or grandkids. And I said, I think this can apply to a lot of folks, right? If you don't have kids, but you have nieces or nephews, or you have kids you babysit, or you have kids that you serve in LifePoint Kids, or that you mentor in LifePoint in our student ministry, what is it that we're praying for this next generation? And I mentioned, I referenced Deuteronomy 6, actually, that talks about when God gave the commandments to Moses and then to the Israelites. And it says this, I'm actually going to read it to you here. It says these commandments, this is Deuteronomy 6, verse 6. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and your gates. And so you see that the people of Israel had a responsibility to pass on the faith to the next generation. That the people of Israel, let me say that again, right? The adults, right? The adult generations had a responsibility to pass on the faith to the younger generation, to the next generation, to their children. And you see that command really echoed in the New Testament, Ephesians chapter 6. Paul says, fathers, right, don't provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. You know, parents, I said it this way on Sunday, our primary responsibility is to point our kids to their heavenly parent. Our primary responsibility as parents is to point our kids to their heavenly parent. There's a lot of things we have to do as parents, right? We have to feed our kids and, you know, make sure they have what they need, and we want to get them off to school, and then we want to get them off to college, and we want to make sure they get good grades, and we hope that they find a good spouse and have a family of their own, and we want to make them happy, and we want to protect them, and we want to keep them safe, and all of these things. And I said it on Sunday, there's nothing wrong with asking for good things for your kids, but there's one, in a sense, essential thing that the scriptures tell us is our responsibility, and that is to point them to Jesus, to point them, to bring them up in the instruction and discipline of the Lord. That's our primary responsibility for them, that we have this responsibility to pass on the faith to the next generation. So what I want to do this morning, I want to take just a minute here. I'm actually going to pray. I'm going to take a moment and I'm going to pray for the next generation, for this younger generation coming up right now. I'm going to pray for my own kids, right? As Morgan and I do oftentimes in the evenings, right? We're just going to pray. I'm going to pray for my kids, and then I'm going to encourage you to pray for your kids, to pray for the next generation. Parents, pray for your kids personally, and grandparents for your, you know, kids and grandkids. And like I said earlier, right, whether it's, if you don't have kids, if it's nieces or nephews or kids you babysit or kids you serve at LifePoint, whatever kids God has given you the opportunity to influence, I want you to take a moment and pray for them personally. And then pray for the next generation and pray that God would use you, that we would own this responsibility of passing on the faith to the next generation. So let me take a moment here and pray, and then encourage you to take a moment and pray for yourself. Heavenly Father, I do lift up the next generation of kids coming up right now. God, I pray for those of us who are adults that we would take seriously, God, this command to pass on the faith. That those of us who are fathers would understand that's directly to us, Lord, to bring them up in this instruction and discipline of the Lord. I think that applies for moms as well as parents. But God, as the wider church family, I think that there's an application for all of us there, Lord, as a church family, that we are to be making disciples. And that includes making disciples of our children and of the next generation coming up. So Father, I pray that you'd help us to do that and do it well. I pray for this next generation of kids that, Lord, the world is offering many narratives, Father, about where you find hope, where you find peace, where you find joy. And God, we know that hope is found in Christ. Hope is found in you, that you, Jesus, are the way, the truth, and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through you. So Father, I pray for this next generation that amidst the anxiety and all the activity and all the different voices they're hearing that tell them which way they should go, that Lord, they would look to you and they would find you and they would find their hope and their peace and their joy and their salvation in you, because Father, it's only in you that we can be saved, and through you that we can be saved. And Father, I pray for my own kids. Morgan and I pray for our little daughter, Allie, and our boys, Cade and Layton. And God, we want them to grow up to know you and love you and to follow you all the days of their life. And Father, I pray for all those who are listening, that again, they would take on that responsibility, Father, those of us who are adults, to pass on the faith to the next generation. I pray you'd help us to be faithful in that. And I ask it in Jesus' name, amen. I want to encourage you now, again, just take a moment and pray yourself.